This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Afghan security forces have been fighting floor by floor to gain control of a luxury hotel in Kabul after it was stormed by heavily armed gunmen. An Interior Ministry spokesman said two of the four suspected attackers had been killed. The gunmen burst into the Intercontinental Hotel on Saturday evening, shooting at guests and staff and detonating grenades. Bilal Sawari is in the Afghan capital.
There are several attackers. They managed to get into the kitchen of the hotel, then to first, second and third floor. This is still an ongoing attack. A number of people who are trapped inside the rooms are making contact with their family members. There's a lot of panic. Some people managed to escape this attack, and they have told local media stations that there are casualties and fatalities. I have not been able to confirm that myself.
Turkey says its air force has hit more than 100 targets in the first day of a bombing campaign against Kurdish militants in northwest Syria. It said dozens of warplanes were involved in the attacks on the YPG militia in the Afrin region. A YPG spokesman said at least 9 people have been killed, 6 of them civilians. Mark Lowen is on the Turkey-Syria border.
Turkey sees the YPG as a terrorist group linked to Turkey's own outlawed Kurdish militants, the PKK. But it is a dangerous operation because the Americans back the YPG in the fight against the Islamic State group. So now this operation puts Turkey in direct confrontation with its NATO ally, the US. American support for the YPG has consistently infuriated the Turkish government. And the Syrian regime has warned that they would shoot down any Turkish jet and see an incursion by Turkey as a violation of Syria's sovereignty.
US Republicans and Democrats are blaming each other for the continued impasse in agreeing a temporary spending bill after senators missed a deadline on Friday night, prompting a shutdown of many government services. President Trump's spokeswoman said he would not negotiate on immigration until the Democrats reopened the government. But the House Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi said the budget fight was not just about immigrants. World News from the BBC.